Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms.
This is the Dan Lebatard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Stugatz, I was reminded of all of our conversations a long time ago about Tiger Woods and how Tiger Woods could not be smarter about not partaking in infidelity in a Perkins parking lot. How could he not be smarter? Everybody was asking, how could he not be more careful? And we were talking then about the idea of he literally got caught with his pants down. He literally was in the middle of... We never reported that stuff before about infidelities, and next thing he knows, not Barkley, not Michael Jordan, all of his friends, we never reported that stuff before, and then we decided to start with him. So that's how he got caught with his pants down. And the reason I bring that up is because Drew Brees went into autopilot, the stuff he's been saying forever. Forever. Like Drew Brees had no idea. None. Because he's been saying forever, don't disrespect the flag. I cry for the flag. My fathers are soldiers. And here's where the center is shifted, and it's fascinating. And people, keep your eye on the ball. Do not fall for the play action that's coming now, which is what's so controversial about what Drew said? Why does he have to apologize? Look at the angry mob taking away our freedoms. Do not take your eye off the ball. What is happening in this country is this. I'm going to put it in different terms so we could take the black and white out of it. Let's say I'm protesting child sex trafficking. Don't make that about the flag. Let's say I'm protesting evil. Don't make that about flags and soldiers. Let's say I'm protesting pedophilia. Don't make that about flags and soldiers and anthems. They're protesting murder. We literally saw someone die in the street. That's what they're protesting. And that's why Drew Brees has to stand down. Not now, Drew. Not the autopilot. You want to do a symbol, Stugatz? Let's not make it the flag. Let's make it Drew Brees as symbol for quarterback. Go your entire career breaking all the records. Don't have to say anything interesting the entire time. Don't have to stand for anything. Just give people the cliches. Go into autopilot and fake your way through the conversations. Just give the people the cliches and we will make you, in one of the blackest cities in America, the greatest athlete they have ever had, because you rescued us from a hurricane. You brought us feel good. Let's make Drew Brees the symbol. Drew, you gotta fight. You gotta listen to those people that were crying and wailing that are your teammates and have gotten you all those records, crying and wailing because one of theirs died in the street. You don't go on a finance Yahoo channel and go by memory into all the bleep you've been saying about soldiers and your grandparents and weeping during the anthem and the flag. Do you know, Stugatz, what you have to do for Ed Reed to break ranks publicly? For Ed Reed to call you a punk? Ed Reed has had the career Drew Brees has had. A pillar of integrity at every turn, never had a trouble. For Ed Reed to be coming out and calling you a punk by name because you don't understand the moment that we're in, and you just went to your quarterback, soldier, anthem, flag cliches. I'm telling you people right now, do not take your eye off the ball because the conversation can shift to, what did Drew Brees do that was so bad? Why does he have to apologize? It's controversial now to disrespect the flag in America? No, it's controversial to ignore black people when they're wailing because you killed one of theirs in the street for no good reason.
It's controversial to not listen. We know what the flag means. We know what the national anthem means to Drew Brees. He has told us. He has told us 1,000 times. He thinks about both his grandfathers who have fought wars. We know that. Everyone knows that. It is time for Drew Brees to listen to what that means, what that flag means to Malcolm Jenkins, to what it means to black people, to what it means to his teammates, to African Americans. And I just can't believe the timing. I cannot believe Drew Brees trotted out there with the same exact opinion that he had a few years ago when Colin Kaepernick took a knee. He has learned nothing since that day, and I find that to be amazing.
Well, hold on. Hold on. Perhaps when he did that interview, he had, to that point, learned nothing. But as I've told you before, these guys, athletes at the highest level, our criticisms, the media's criticisms, the disrespect or the critiques of people who aren't your equals and peers, it doesn't mean all that much. But when a largely black league has a largely black voice engulf you in, Drew, what the hell is the matter with you? And again, I will say, Ed Reed calling you a punk. Ed Reed, whose credentials at what he does are what yours are at what you do. And furthermore, he cares about that area of the country. And furthermore, he never does this. Ed Reed has gone his entire career. He doesn't take out a fellow soldier. He doesn't do it. Drew Brees learned something, Stugatz, because we could say it's PR. We can apply all sorts of cynicism, but this apology is profuse, and this apology is going to make people on the other side, diminished though the other side may be at the moment, wave the flag around and say, why does Drew have to apologize like that? Why can't he just say that it's disrespectful to kneel in front of the flag? So the apology, and I think it bears reading, because I do believe he's learned something. And I believe oftentimes when you reach his level of success, this is the only way to learn something. You've got so many yes men. You're always right about everything. You're so powerful. You have, the world by the balls. How do you learn? Your peers shout you down. The people you respect, the people you know you share a huddle with and you share a fight with on Sundays, they shout you down.
Dan, you think people are accepting of this apology? It was a strong apology. It seemed like he had to go so strong the other way to counteract what he did yesterday. Because if we agree he didn't learn much in the last couple of years, he learned that much in a couple of hours?
Sometimes that's what it takes, though, Stugatz. We've talked before recently about like Lance Armstrong and A-Rod and all these other guys who didn't learn in the moment that what they did was so wrong, and they fought and they kicked and their arrogance made them say bleep you again and again, and they were the last ones to learn. Drew Brees had to have learned something from yesterday, Stugatz. We could be cynical. If you want to be cynical, you can be cynical. I don't believe the apology, not sincere enough. I'm tired of like dispensing the forgiveness and asking whether someone's sincere in an apology. I'm just going to tell you what his words are now, and you do what you want with them. You make your own decisions. I'm just telling you, keep your eye on the ball. Do not get fooled by, what Dominique Foxworth should have called yesterday racial play action. Because he went with sleight of hand, and it's the racial play action that happens where, hey, we're talking about racism and police brutality, and then it becomes about flag, anthem, soldiers, things that become harder to disagree with. You know what I mean? Like this has been the game for 3 damn years, Stugatz. It's been the game. Like, hey, I'm talking about police brutality and I'm talking about murder and you're talking about the right way to protest when you're not acknowledging I have a right to protest. I am right to protest. That's not what you're doing. You're making it about racial play action. So here's Drew Brees. I would like to apologize to my friends, teammates, the city of New Orleans, the black community, NFL community, and anyone I hurt with my comments yesterday. And speaking with some of you, it breaks my heart to know the pain I have caused. In an attempt to talk about respect, unity, and solidarity centered around the American flag and the national anthem, I made comments that were insensitive and completely missed the mark on the issues we are facing right now as a country. They lacked awareness and any type of compassion or empathy. Instead, those words have become divisive and hurtful and have misled people into believing that somehow I am an enemy. This could not be further from the truth and is not an accurate reflection of my heart or my character. This is where I stand. I stand with the black community in the fight against systemic racial injustice and police brutality and support the creation of real policy change that will make a difference. So, guys, that already is a stronger statement than like 95% of the teams and owners you're not hearing from, right? Owners who are only crafting stuff. But I want you to notice that too, people. I want you to notice that most of the owners are in the shadows and in hiding and having people craft statements on behalf of them, but you're not hearing from all that many of the owners. This right here is stronger. This apology is stronger as a statement than just like 99% of the statements than everybody but Ben and Jerry's has sent out. I condemn the years of oppression that have taken place throughout our black communities and still exist today. I acknowledge that we as Americans, including myself, have not done enough to fight for that equality or to truly understand the struggles and plight of the black community. I recognize that I am part of the solution and can be a leader for the black community in this movement. I will never know what it's like to be a black man or raise black children in America, but I will work every day to put myself in those shoes and fight for what is right. I've always been an ally, never an enemy. I am sick about the way my comments were perceived yesterday, but I take full responsibility. I'll read some more of this because, like, that's very, look, Stugatz, you could question the sincerity of it. Mm-hmm. He's apologizing. He's right. Apologizing and he's walking everything back because he understands somebody explained to him or the reaction explained to him the moment that we're in.
And he went as far as to pay $33 to use a stock photo of a white hand shaking a black hand.
I can't believe he didn't do it with Schwarzenegger and Carl Weathers. You have to do it in that spot. A white hand shaking a black hand, and it has to be Carl Weathers and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Predator doing that. That's the photo you absolutely have to use, but of course it's a very serious time and you can't do that.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Today on ESPN Daily, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer Andre Dawson, the Hawk, played a stellar 21 seasons. His second career is totally unexpected. He owns and operates a funeral home where he's seeing families through grief. That's ESPN Daily. It's presented by Marathon. These days, we have to travel smart. Marathon can help by improving engine performance with quality top-tier gasoline. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. Download, subscribe, and review ESPN Daily, available wherever you enjoy your podcast.
So Stugatz looks healthy, looks, and I don't say this often, clean.
Wow.
Looks clean. Clean. Why do you look clean today? I'm used to you looking haggard, dragged behind a car, sort of by your face,
right.
Beat up. Like, why do you look clean today?
Is that like the last 2 months or just like I feel like I've looked clean the last 2 months? Are you saying just today? I've been working out every day. I've been taking better care of my body. In large part, I look this healthy because I've eliminated two things from my life. The commute and the Cleveland Air Hotel.
That's it.
It is funny, but I'd like an honest answer to this. You don't shower usually in the mornings, do you?
No, I come right off the treadmill and do the show. Now, yesterday I showered because I want to get back in the mode of taking showers in the morning because it appears that we'll be returning to our studios pretty soon here. So I'm trying to get back into that mode. So yesterday I showered. Today I did not. So I would say 95% of the days we've done the shows from here, I have not taken a shower. Not just in the morning, the entire day.
Yeah, see, that's not the Clevelander, and that's not the commute. That's your unclean. When do we start with our new sponsor? Are we going to start soon? Because our new sponsor is basically, if you don't want to wash, we've got the answers for you. When are we starting? Because you guys have been sending me photos for 2 and 3 days, and I'm like, really? We're going to take this money? And you guys are like shouting me down aggressively when I'm like, this is not what we represent, like a lack of clean. This is not money that we would usually take. But again, these are desperate times.
Me and Mike swarmed you like killer bees. We swarmed you, Lebatard. Manscaped is the name, by the way.
Yeah, Manscaped. I'm already so mad at how you're positioning this because, yes, we do. Dollar Shave Club, remember, they do more than just razors. There's all sorts of shampoos and body washes you could use. We're a sports talk radio show. Guys listen to us. And what do guys need in some of the most desperate times? To manscape. And that's what Manscaped helps you do. Also, it gives you testicle toner.
Oh, I love the testicle toner. And by the way, I'm telling you, they're already sponsoring the Lebatard and Friends podcast network. They're sponsoring Stupidity. I believe they might be on South Beach Sessions. They get the show. They like the show. They are sponsoring your things, Lebatard. Let's be a little bit nicer to them. How about that?
Well, you guys were sending me photos of what I believe was ball spray.
It says
balls a lot, and I'm not comfortable with saying it on the radio, but the tagline is, I mean, look, this is Manscaped's tagline. Your balls will thank you, and they have.
Okay, well, but this is the reason I bring this up, okay? I'm not making this up. This doesn't happen to be as sketchy a sponsor as the ones that Stugatz has gotten in bed with in the past on this subject.
Are you referring to Newbag?
Oh, Newbag was great. Damn, we were so creative with the integration. That's where commercialism and content did the Drew Brees $33 stock photo.
Yes.
Because we had the sack of the week presented by Newbag.
We had the sack of the week. Presented by Newbag, and Newbag, in the event that you weren't familiar, if you didn't want a shower, but you wanted your nether regions to smell like eucalyptus, Newbag was for you. So now.
I mean, again, typical Dan, sometimes people don't have time to shower, but they need to take care of the essentials. And that's where deodorant, or in that case, the sponsors of the Sack of the Week came in. I mean, a little quick spritz and you're good to go. Testicles toned.
I think I'm bringing the Sack of the Week back with Manscaped. I'm really thinking about it. I mean, how about that? Or Swipe of the Bag of the Week, something like that. Ooh, stolen base.
I like that.
Mina Kimes, I shouldn't have said her name where and when I did, is going to join us. She's going to join us next.
Actually, but helping you out would have let you finish your thought.
Yeah, that would have been the way to help me. But you guys, you're not so interested in that way of helping me. Help me in the way that takes money from a place that allows you to spray your balls with toner.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So, at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now, it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Mina Kimes is going to join us in just a minute here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are made from natural gas. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W-30. Here's your SportsCenter update. Drew Brees has apologized for saying he will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America. Florida State defensive lineman Marvin Wilson disputed that new Seminoles coach Mike Norvell reached out to players individually to discuss last week's death of George Floyd, and Wilson said he and his teammates would not be working out until further notice. And finally, Nacho Vidal, a porn star from Spain who likes to advertise with aromatic candles shaped like male genitalia on Twitter, has been arrested on manslaughter charges following a man's death during a mystic ritual in which he inhaled psychedelic venom of the Bufo alvarius toad, the toad, a rare species which is native to the Sonoran Desert, stretching from northern Mexico into California and Arizona, secretes venom containing a very powerful natural psychedelic substance known as 5-MeO-DMT. Its effects have been compared to ayahuasca, a powerful hallucinogenic concoction from the Amazon consumed as part of a shamanic ritual.
Oh, my God. Ayahuasca.
What?
I think it's shamanic.
I said shamanic. I mean,
it's
tomato,
shamanic and bufo toad.
Yeah. You could have stopped after the first sentence. The first sentence you uttered is the most amazing sentence I've ever heard in my life.
You also said Sonoran, right. If we're keeping track.
Sonoran.
It's Sonoran. Yeah.
Thank you, Mina. I mean, you got like three words right in the entire thing, Stugat.
For all the latest headlines and information, tune to SportsCenter on ESPN Radio all throughout the day. Got that right.
So Mina Kimes is with us on ESPN Radio. A number of different things I want to talk to her about. Let's just start with Drew Brees. Can you encapsulate everything that's happened here with Drew Brees in the last 24 hours?
Oh, man. Okay. Well, as we know, Drew Brees went on Yahoo Finance, was asked. I don't think he was even asked about Kaepernick's protest exactly. He was given a much easier question, but he took it there, said he would never agree with a protest that disrespected the flag, citing his love of the military, also the civil rights movement, actually, which has kind of not been mentioned a lot. There was a widespread outrage across the NFL, including on his own team, which is very rare, something we can talk about. He then issued an apology this morning, at least it was this morning when I woke up, I saw it, on Instagram, with a stock photo of a black hand and a white hand shaking hands as the image. And I desperately want to be a fly on the wall that went into the selection of that photo and see all the options he was presented and why he chose that. and a long post about, you know, how he's sorry that about how his comments were perceived. Always a good tell, by the way, if you look at that kind of thing, and apologies, and how, you know, he didn't want to upset anyone. He understands kind of the moment. Did not mention the protests, Kaepernick, the flag, you know, his original comment. Did I get it all?
Yes. Now, how do you feel about it? What do you make of it? What are the interesting parts of it?
Oh, man. There's so many interesting parts. As I sort of referred to, I think the reaction amongst his own teammates is fascinating. But I guess I'll start with the apology first, right? Because that's sort of the topic of the moment. I mean, you know, it was a stock apology for a stock image, right? He failed to acknowledge why people were actually upset with him, which was not because they thought, oh, Drew Brees is racist or whatever. I don't think that's it. But his utter unwillingness to, A, acknowledge the perspectives of others, and his frankly damaging misrepresentation of the protest, which is something that was misrepresented for 4 years and is only finally now not being misrepresented. I guess what's so amazing to me about this, Dan, and we've been talking about this over the last couple of days, if Drew Brees says this in 2016, if he says this in 2017, if he says this how like a month ago, no one blinks, right? Like what he said that like drove so much fear across the league and across sports. I mean, LeBron James came down on him. That was the norm, what he said. So what's changed, right? Because I don't think everyone woke up one day and decided, oh, Colin Kaepernick was right and, you know, is a good guy and activist and look all the good work he's done. I think people have just started to care, understand a bit. And when I say people, I mean white people, the underlying issues he was championing or trying to draw attention to, right? That's what's changed. Everybody's seen these videos. I think they understand like the fierce urgency of the movement. And suddenly you look at this dispute over a gesture, a symbol, and you realize, wow, a lot of people are looking at that symbol and seeing very different things. A lot of people are looking at that symbol and they're not just thinking about honoring the military. They're thinking about the fact that there's discrimination inside the military. And they're realizing that someone taking the time to craft a peaceful gesture to draw attention to those urgent, heartbreaking, deadly things is somebody worth listening to. And Drew Brees just missed that. He missed the fact that the world moved on and he stayed in the same place.
I mean, it's probably the most difficult read I've ever had to do. I thought I did better than expected. I mean,
what changed, Mina, is what you mentioned yesterday when you said that the center had moved. What changed is when Kaepernick said police brutality and racism, he was shouted down with flag anthem soldiers. Now Drew Brees says flag anthem soldiers, and he's shouted down with police brutality. That's a pretty seismic shift of the middle.
And it's amazing that it's happening in his own locker room. And like I mentioned, that's what shocked me the most about yesterday. Because, look, I've been hearing locker rooms have always been racially divided. I mean, those lines are crossed and there are friendships. And often there's a mutual understanding, you know, that's predicated on the fact that we all got to work together to make this work, especially, you know, the star players. But people do not go after the quarterback. And they do not go after that quarterback. We're talking about the most beloved player in the history of the franchise, right? The fact that his teammates, star teammates from top to bottom, felt empowered, Dan, to criticize him. Do you understand how rare that is and what it tells us about this moment? The fact that athletes across the world at all different levels, college, we can talk about the Norvell thing, they feel empowered to actually say what they think. Because in the past, that would never have happened to a Drew Brees.
Mina Kimes with us on ESPN Radio. We're going to come back with her in a second and talk about some other things outside of the Drew Brees things. But when you say, Mina, most popular player in the franchise's history. No, most popular player in a black city's history. Yeah. Like, that's across athletics in that sport. What he did with that Super Bowl after Katrina, like, he has done a lot of damage. Man, Stugatz, they were chanting in the streets, F Drew Brees in New Orleans. Like, that is his city. He's the most popular athlete in the history of that city. We'll talk to Mina Kimes about some other stuff going on across sports.
Though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. So at Geico, we'd like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's our turn to share with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. Because we're committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility.
Mina Kimes will continue with us in just a minute here on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Live. We love sports. Sports inspire us. They give us hope in ourselves, in the world, and, of course, in amazing comebacks. Our love for sports grows each day. Dear Sports is our love letter to sports. Share your Dear Sports letter with us. Call 860-506-6161 or share a video or text using the hashtag Dear Sports on Twitter or Instagram.
At Florida State University, you heard Mike and Stugatz mention this. Marvin Wilson, the defensive lineman for FSU, responding to his new coach, who hasn't really even coached a game yet, Mike Norvell, saying that he reached out to his players individually. Marvin Wilson said, no, you didn't, basically. It was a mass text. And also, we are going to stop working out now. So, Mina, what do you make of that story? Mina Kimes rejoins us here, senior writer for ESPN.com and just in general, all the writing journalism we still do around here. I got caught up in the air because ESPN, the magazine, no longer exists. She also has a podcast, two podcasts, Mina Kimes Show featuring Lenny and ESPN's Daily. What do you make of that FSU story?
I think it kind of cuts to what I was saying about Brees, right? Like, you know, how it's unbelievable that players are suddenly feeling empowered to do something that literally never happens, which is question the star quarterback in public. What we have here is college players feeling empowered to question their coach. I mean, how rarely does that happen? I think that's not only a product of the moment, by the way, that's a product of everything that's happening with the pandemic, where we're not sure if college football, college sports are going to happen, and it's largely contingent on these players willing to not be student athletes and come back and you know, work for free at a time when nobody is, right? So I think it sort of speaks to that sort of, I want to say, transfer of power happening right now broadly across the country. But I also have a question for you, Dan. What is testicle toner? Because I logged on after my last segment thinking, oh, I'm going to see some like thoughtful responses to what I just said. And the first thing I saw was just comment about testicle toner.
They're a new sponsor here of Stupidity and other branches of the Levitard and Friends wing. Stu Gatz and Mike Ryan have been arguing on behalf of manscaping in a way that when I question the money we're taking, they make me feel like I'm blaspheming. And Mike, one of his defenses was to point out the need for, I guess, toned testicles.
Tone, okay, because I thought it was like an office supply. Okay, so it's just a brand.
No, it's not ink toner. Yeah.
It's a perfect supplement to the testicle deodorant. Manscaped, big fan. Yeah.
Okay, all right, like a tone up. Okay, got it. Yeah.
Thank you for asking. Mina Kimes with us on ESPN Radio. We never got into yesterday with you the Fangio stuff where he says, well, I don't see any discrimination. I don't see anything here in the NFL. What did you do with that?
I mean, I cringed, right? But actually, I thought that it was useful. I was glad he said it because, like, we got all these NFL teams issuing these statements about systemic racism. None of them actually say what systemic racism is, who's doing the racism, whatever. And they're sort of acting like the implication is, wow, we are looking across the country. We are seeing this stuff happening. We are disappointed. But in our locker rooms, we are these perfect post-racial utopias, right? None of them are actually looking inwards and acknowledging what's happening on the inside, even though that is literally what systemic racism implies. Then Vic Fangio comes out and he articulates what so many of these white coaches and executives actually believe. I mean, just 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the Rooney Rule, and nobody really wanted to have that conversation. Right? I mean, compare that to the conversation right now. It's the same thing. There's a connection. Follow the money. Follow the hiring. It's that sort of discrimination that's actually systemic. We can all agree that a police officer kneeling on a man's neck until he dies, that is bad. Everybody agrees on these things. But unless these teams are willing to, forget teams, organizations, groups, are willing to have conversations about these forms of racism that people don't agree on, because not everyone agrees that the utter embarrassing dearth of non-white coaches and GMs and owners in the NFL is a problem. Until we're willing to have that conversation, we're not going to get anywhere.
We've got less than a minute left here. The Jacksonville statement, the Shad Khan statement, what do you do with it?
I feel bad because, you know, people look at that and they point out, okay, well, what about your political donations and whatnot? But Khan, and I think he's speaking from the heart and he means it, we can't hold him more accountable than other owners, especially, you know, he is the only non-white owner right now. But I do think when all of these statements come out, it is worth asking, okay, you're talking about racism, you're talking about discrimination, you're talking about inequality. Who is doing that right now? What is happening in this country, right? Are we going to have that conversation about who actually, like, who needs, there needs to be accountability for these decisions, and they can't be portrayed as passive things that are just happening to us.
Mina, thank you. Check out her work again, the Mina Kimes Show featuring Lenny and also ESPN's Daily. John Amici is going to join us next. He's going to lose at Stump the Meat.
Yes, he is.